The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The City of San Bernardino Animal Shelter, Stater Brothers Charities, and K-Frog are proud to present Fur Fest on Saturday, October 19th, as we work to help as many of our furry friends as we can find their forever homes. Here to tell us more is Jasmine Glover-McNamara, Deputy Director of the Department of Animal Services, and Field Services Supervisor Ariana Gonzalez. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Ladies, start by telling us about the programs and services offered by the City of San Bernardino Animal Shelter.
Well, the best way to find out about any programs and services that we're offering is really to visit us on our social media sites at SB City Pets. There you can find all the latest information on vaccine clinics. You can find out what adoption events we're having. We're consistently posting pretty much every day the need for all of our underage kittens and puppies. We're posting their pictures because we're really in search of new fosters to help us out with those. So I would really say find us on social media. You're going to see everything that we're offering there, and that's going to be all up to date.
I'm going to take a tangent here and talk about your foster program, because I know we have listeners who have fostered through the City of San Bernardino Animal Shelter, and they have come back with such great feedback about what a great experience it is. Can you tell us what it means to be a foster?
Yeah, so fostering can be short term, it can be long term. When you do decide to become a foster, we're going to get you set up with all of the supplies that you need. So we're going to give you all of the food, we can get you set up with kennels, toys, leashes, anything, litter that's going to make you have an enjoyable foster experience. We're going to get you set up with that. And again, you can decide that, hey, I've got a free weekend and I just want to foster something very short term. That's not a problem at all, because that gives us a lot of information on maybe the temperament of the cat or the dog, and it's one less day that they're having to spend in the shelter. So there's a wide range of opportunities. You can foster underage kittens. Maybe you do great with bottle feeding. Maybe you don't have kids of your own and you can be up every 3 to 4 hours to bottle feed kittens. Then we're always searching for someone like that. Or maybe you want to take like one or two puppies. That's fantastic. So we're getting them socialized. We're getting more information. So let's say they do have to come back into the shelter. That's okay, because then they come back with all of that information. Maybe they were potty trained, and that's something that we wouldn't know in a shelter setting. So there's tons of opportunities for people to foster.
And why should someone consider adopting a pet?
For a lot of us, you know, opening up your home for another animal, whether it be a dog or a cat or a rabbit, we have all kinds of animals. You're going to get that unconditional love. You're going to find your family member. You're going to find your best friend. The obvious reason is going to always be, you know, we need to clear our shelter. It's not fair to them. You're going to save a life. But I think that what you don't see behind the scenes is you may come in, you may adopt something, you may be on the fence with it, but then that animal is the most perfect animal, you know, to complete your family, and it's going to be something you didn't even know you were looking for.
And we strongly believe in second chances. And all of the animals in our shelter, they've either been abandoned, lost, maybe they were owner surrendered, and we firmly believe that they deserve a second chance.
Adopting a pet is a big commitment. What are some things that someone should consider before adopting a pet?
I think that it needs to be almost like a dating match. You know, we're not compatible with everyone. You know, we do know that. And I think that you have to look at your time, your space, the breed, what you're looking for, what your lifestyle is like. And those are all things that you need to consider, you know, before bringing something home. You know, we want a active family who's going to be home a lot, who's going to spend a lot of time with a puppy. You know, puppies don't like to be left alone. You're going to need to be there Or, you know, if you are more of a homebody and you don't like to be in the outdoors, we have the perfect couch potatoes for you. So I think that you really just need to find something that's going to fit your lifestyle. You need to consider your time and the resources that you have available to you that can help.
We have something for everybody.
I ask this anytime I have someone involved in animal welfare come into the studio, but I feel like for whatever reason, it just doesn't sink in with a lot of people. So I'm going to keep asking it until it does. Why is it so important that we spay and neuter our pets?
Well, population control is going to be one of them. I mean, if you just come spend an hour at our shelter and walk through, it's going to hit you. It's going to hit you because these are all animals that are brought in from the community. This is the animals we see on the streets every day. It's not fair. So the number one thing for spaying and neutering is obviously going to be population control, but there's a different number of reasons. You know, we can get into the medical reasons, you know, for the female dogs, the behavioral reasons. But spaying and neutering, it does save lives medically and obviously with the amount of dogs, cats that do come in our shelter system.
I'm speaking with Jasmine Glover McNamara, Deputy Director of the Department of Animal Services and Field Services Supervisor Ariana Gonzalez. What would you say is your greatest need from the community?
For me, I think our biggest need right now is really for us to reach out to our new friends from the cities of Fontana, Colton, and Rialto. We are now your contract animal shelter. So they've switched over and we're now servicing those cities. And it's a huge untapped area for us to get volunteers in, for us to reach potential fosters that are out there from those cities. And, you know, the overpopulation, this is a community issue, and we need the community to actually step up and help us with this. It can't fall solely on just a municipal animal shelter to fix these problems. We really need the community to help us. And there's tons of opportunities for them to volunteer, foster. You can make financial donations. There's other donations, just like food that can be donated. So I think right now, it's getting the message out to those brand new cities that are contracting with us just to say, hey, guys, we're here, we're housing your animals, and we need your help.
We are really excited about Fur Fest, which is coming up on Saturday, October 19th. Can you tell us about this event?
Yeah, so this is going to be a great adoption event. We're partnering with KFrog. We're partnering with Stater Brothers Charities. There's going to be an array of vendors that are going to be there on site. And what I love about doing adoption events on our campus is that you're not limited to like the 10 or 15 dogs that we can take if we do an offsite event. You're going to have your option of, right now I have currently 440 dogs in the shelter. That number probably will remain consistent. And so you can choose from your little tiny dogs. You can choose from your great big dogs. You open up the opportunity for people to come into the adoption event and really have their choice of everything that you could be looking for.
You mentioned that you house cats, dogs, rabbits,
turtles,
turtles,
alligators,
goats. Pretty much anything you can fit through our door, we house.
Yes.
If someone can't attend Fur Fest but still wants to adopt an animal from the City of San Bernardino Animal Shelter, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we recently expanded our operating hours, and so we're open 7 days a week. On Wednesdays, we're open later. We're open until 7 o'clock. So you have every opportunity every single day just to come on down, see what you like. Everything that's available is on our website. Again, if you've lost a pet, check out our website at sbcitypets.org.
And if someone isn't able to make the commitment of adopting a pet right now, are there other ways that they can support you?
Absolutely. They can volunteer. And we even have programs for some of our younger volunteers, like maybe you're in high school and you want to earn credits towards graduation. We have opportunities for high school kids to help us and they can volunteer. Really, for all ages, it just really depends on like what your lifestyle is as far as like your time commitments that you can give to us. But we need people to help us with play groups. We need people to help us with walking dogs. They can just sit at home if you, maybe you're retired and you can't get out of the house, you can sit at home and you can make blankets for our cats and for our dogs. But there's tons of ways that people can help us out. Financial donations are always amazing. If you do go to our website, you can see that we have an Amazon wish list there for all of the toys and anything that we might need to, again, help support the foster program. So a lot of times they're underage and we need puppy formula or kitten formula. And so all of that stuff is listed on our wish list through Amazon. And those are great ways that you can help support our shelter. And again, we understand that maybe you have a huge passion for animals, but maybe you're allergic to them. And so you can't always make it into the shelter. We understand that. And there's plenty of other ways that you can help us out.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I've been speaking with Jasmine Glover McNamara, Deputy Director of the Department of Animal Services for the City of San Bernardino, and Field Services Supervisor Ariana Gonzalez. Anything else you think we should know?
Come and adopt. We need your help. Again, I really want to speak to the people in Fontana, Colton, in Rialto, and also in the city of San Bernardino. You know, we're in this together, and we definitely need your help to spread awareness and start getting boots on the ground and helping us out with even finding strays. You know, if you do find a stray, we ask you to wait 48. And during that time, most likely, if you're posting on Ring or Nextdoor, you can actually have the owners find the pet. Most pets are lost and they're found within a mile of their house. Mm-hmm. So they haven't strayed too far. And so if you just put in the legwork and you can go asking your neighbors, hey, do you guys know this dog? Have you seen it before? If you're posting on social media, your local Lost Pets of Fontana or Lost Pets of Colton, a lot of times you can reunite pets without them ever having to step foot in the shelter. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for the community to help us keep those pets outside of the shelter. And again, even if you find a pet and you decide, hey, I can hold on to this pet for 4 or 5 days, great. Bring it down to the shelter. We'll scan it for a microchip. We will vaccinate the animal. We'll hook you up with whatever supplies you need, food, bedding, all of that. We'll get you set up so that you can hold on to that dog for the 4 to 5 days. You can try reuniting the pet with its owner. And then, you know, if you really haven't found anybody, then bring that dog back into us and we'll take it.
And our field officers will help you. If you hold on to a pet and you maybe call the shelter for us to come pick it up, we'll provide yard signs to post in your yard. It's a big yellow sign. It has the pet's description, and maybe their owner's driving by looking for their animal and they see our yard sign. So we do offer these resources. And if an owner never comes forward and you fall in love, maybe you found your new best friend.
Tell us again which areas you service.
We actually service the cities of Loma Linda, Grand Terrace, Colton, Fontana, and Rialto. And of course, the city of San Bernardino.
Thank you so much for coming in to speak with us today. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of our furry friends. And we can't wait to see you at Fur Fest on Saturday, October 19th.
Awesome. Thank you, Pepper.
Thank you.